Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye this Wednesday, November the 24th, 2021, here on the Diaspora Forum.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about COVID-19, programs being run by Zimbabweans living in the diaspora, and the voter registration campaign.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 situation in the country. The Ministry of Health reports that 4 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 33 tested positive. More than 4,700 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that almost 3.7 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and over 2.7 million their second dose.
And in diaspora news, we look at some projects being done by Zimbabweans and diaspora voter registration campaign.
Yebo kambe mahlabezulu linjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhla ke uhlelo lwe diaspora sikhangela okunye okwehlukeneyo. Kuna siyagasa ke COVID-19 sibona ukuthi kambe iyenza njani kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ke uhlangothi lwezempela kahle. Luyabika ukuthi kulabantu abane ababulele umkhuhlane lo izolo. Wathi ke abanye abafika khonapho 33 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Luyabika njalo ukuthi ke eZimbabwe sokulabantu abafika 4.7 million asebabulawa i-COVID-19 kususela nyakenye ombimbitho. Siyabona njalo ke ukuthi uhlangothi lolu lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi sokulabantu abafika 3.7 million asebajova ijekiseni yakuqala. Kuzokubuya ke abafika 2.7 million asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela ke ngokwenzakala e-diaspora, sabe sikhangela ke okunye okutshiyeneyo. Okunye kwangikhona zinhlelo ezenziwa ngabantu abatshiyeneyo, njalo nabasekhaya abazama ukuthi bancedise labo abahlala ku-diaspora. Abanye silabo lamhlanje yi-hashtag the walk, siyakwazi ukuthi ngabantu abahamba ngenyawo besuka koBulawayo baze bafika eHarare. Bezama ukuvezela abantu ukuthi kambe kumenjani emhlubulweni kweMandebele. Kuzobuya ke lokuvota ukuthi abantu ukubhalisela ukuvota benza njani. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwatina kuchingamidza inyamufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chediaspora apo tinotarisa zviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Ini ndini Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye ndiri muWashington uko ndiri kutepfenyera ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Nasi tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19 apo tinoona bazi rezveutano richizivisa kuti pane vanhu 3.7 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Vachitaura zvakare kuti kune avo vakabayiwa nhomba dzavo dzese vasvika pa 2.7 million pari zvino. Uyezve kubva nezuro pane vanhu 33 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 uyezve vanhu vana vakawanikwa vachishaya. Asi munyika pari zvino pane vanhu 4,700 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Totarisa zvakare kuti nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubata mabasa akasiyana-siyana kunze kwenyika. Uyezve tozopindawo munyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota kuti vari kunze kwenyika vari kukwanisa here kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiwana mukana wekuti vanyorese kuvhota. Zvii zviri kunetsa uyezve zvii zvinoiwa kuti vari kunze kwenyika vawanikwe ivo vachiwana mukana wekunyoresa kuvhota sarudzo dza-2023 dzisati dzasvika.
Yes, Marvelous, our first guest is Mr. Thabo Seziba. He is one of the directors of Hashtag The Walk. He's based in Canada, but they're operating a project in Zimbabwe where they are trying to help people in one way or the other. Mr. Seziba, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all of you at the studio and to the rest of Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So tell us about this project that you're doing in trying to help people that are investing back home who are actually complaining about the loss of their investments.
Okay, so basically I'll start by introducing the organization that I stand here for. It is an organization that some of you who have followed this platform, VOA, you followed us when we did the walk back in 2018 in Bulawayo to Harare and so on. We have since grown and we have since expanded into other community activities, you know, in South Africa, in North America, as well as the rest of, you know, as well as in Zimbabwe as well. And in our expansion, our organization is member-based. So that means that, you know, people join the organization, you know, for the services that we provide and, you know, and so on, which mostly is around the issues of ethnicity as well as community economic development. So that being said, just, you know, our ability or our proximity to our people, which is to be, to engage with people around the world, we hear a lot of issues that our people are facing, especially in the diaspora. And, you know, in going on with the, you know, in trying to find ways to cover those, you know, the gaps of some of the issues or to take care of some of the issues that especially our members, you know, speak about frequently, is where we came up with this program that we are introducing here today. It's a fairly new program for our organization, which is Hashtag The Walk, and it is a program that, you know, we have established because of the demand that we have received from a vast majority of the members that belong to our group. This program is called, it's a diaspora program which has to do with security. If you may very well be aware, there are so many issues that people in the diaspora face when they want to do projects back home. You know, that is issues of whether or not the money that they are sending home is actually doing what they are thinking, or that is actually doing what they have intended it to do back home. Somebody sends money, you know, at home to build a house, and then 5 months later, or a year later, they find out that there is no house, but they've been getting the neighbor's pictures. Somebody sends money home to take care of their parents or to take care of their elders, or their children that they've left home, and then to find out, you know, a few later that the children are not being taken care of. So this is just, you know, a need-based initiative that we have started, as also an initiative that we are using to raise funds for the organization so that we can be able to do other community projects as well that the work does.
Yes, Marvelous, do we have a question for you?
Yes, I just wanted to find out what is your membership like? How have Zimbabweans received this initiative that you've launched?
So, Hashtag The Walk is a member-based organization. Primarily, the focus of our membership is mainly around the vulnerable communities of Zimbabwe, which mainly right now would be communities. We are regionally based for the most part of the services that we provide. If we are in Zimbabwe, we are talking about the most part of, you know, Matabeleland and the most part of Midlands and so on. There are many communities there that are neglected, communities that are vulnerable, you know, which we have established this organization, you know, to take care of or to assist in creating awareness or in helping solve some of the issues that are in those communities. And we have received very, very good membership around that.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Seziba. We are now joined by Mana Ngwenya, who is the project director in Bulawayo. Ilichwana jan, ma'am.
Sichwana ili wakutu kili chwana jan.
Sichwana ili wakutu. Lakutila bantu ngwakilu lindoli.
Siyabo ngwakutu beng. Ngatanda upi ngelela wala leli mbwenye. Leska sabu wapastatile ukuti baze la papazo slalela na mchanya. Sisethula uhlelo lwethulwelo olokusiza lokuncedisana labantu bakithi abakudiaspora ukuthi ma bengabe senza imisebenzi yabo bethumela izimali kumbe nengamagrosali kuma-families abo ekhaya ekhaya kube yikuthi bathola ukusizakala kanjani. So uhlelo lolu esilwenzayo thina as i-organization i-Hashtag The Walk yikuthi siyevakashela ama-families abo siyemonitor ukuthi lokuverifya ukuthi lezo zimali abangabe sithumelile emndenini yabo ziyafinyelela na emndenini yabo. Kumbeni ngabarana ama-business ukuthi umuntu uma engayirani i-business lakhe ukuthi izinto ziyenzeka ngendlela yena ofuna ngakhona. Thina esikwenzayo ukuthi sihambe siyefika kuleyo ndawo sibone ukuthi ngempela lokho okwenzeka ku-ground yikho lokho okutshelwayo. Siyabonga.
Yes, Marvelous, do you have a question for him? Go ahead.
Maybe if you can just tell us how is the program being received, and also why did you think of starting such a program?
The reason why we started this program, as many students have said, they were on your long.
Yeah, one couldn't ask long like a long year.
Okay, the reason why we started this program is just because we have been receiving calls from our members from all over the world, telling us about the challenges that they are facing if they are sending money back home. So many people have told us that they are owning houses that they don't even have.
Mm-hmm.
They are having the kids that they are going to school that they never went to school. So that's why we decided to say there's something that we can do to assist our people, to assist our members. Because us as well, we have been on diaspora. Some of us, we are still living in diaspora. They are facing these challenges every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
What would you say, like, was your worst case scenario that you have come across as an organization for someone who's in the diaspora, who's been sending money? What was the worst case scenario that you came across?
Something that touched me the most.
Yes.
Is something that happened 2 weeks back. I think it's two weeks or 3 weeks back.
What?
Another lady sent money home to the family to go and renew her passport. And she sent $320 with 1,000 on top. Mm-hmm. And that money has gone down the drain. And right now she doesn't have a passport, she doesn't have money. I think we were really touched by this because this lady is the member of our organization. And thus, we decided that we have to do something as an organization to support our people.
So when you see such a situation, how do you help? What happens then?
Sometimes there's nothing you can do, but at least to sit down and come up with a solution. How do we assist wherever we can?
Yeah, kuna poke wakubuza kuti langele lanjani.
Yes, that's why you see, in a situation like this, there's nothing you can do. Because imali already is handile, but what we have to do, we have to make sure that what happened to her, ayenzeki futhi kwabanye.
Yes, I was going to call you. Marvelous one, I'm going to call you. Yes, we'll see later. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Ne abo bari kuteerera parizvino tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune sangano riri kuti iro riri kushanda nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika mukuedza kuti vabatsire panyaya yekuti mari dzinenge dzatumirwa kumusha dziwanikwe dzichishanda zvadzinofanira kunge dzichiita saka vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti zvimwe zvavari kuona ndezvekuti dzimwe hama dzinenge dziri kana hama kana shamwari dziri kutumirwa mari dzinogona kuti dziri kuvaka imba munhu wozoenda kumusha pasina imba yakavakwa kana kuti vaenda kunobhadharira vana mari yezvikoro mozotoenda kumba moona vana havasi kutoenda kuchikoro ava vabva kutaura mama vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pane mumwe akatumira mari yake yekuti agadziriswe magwaro ake ekufambisa epasipoti akatumira $300 abva azotumira $1,000 yese mari iyoyo yakatsvakatika pasipoti parizvino hapana saka vanga vari kuti ivo sangano ndo zvimwe zvavanenge vachida kuzoona kuti hazviitike here kune vamwewo zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe
yes so you have heard some stories that somebody will be sending you photos showing you a very beautiful house and yet there will be nothing that is being done so this greatly concerned this group of people that ended up setting this organization so baba Tabo Siziba tell us a bit about So how do you help people here? How do
okay.
you? Okay.
So yeah. So what we do is we have field agents that would be able to link up with whoever you connect them with to verify that what you have done or what you think is happening at home for which you are paying your money is actually being done. Let's take for instance. If you are building a home, you know, whatever it is that you are building it. And for the sake of the record, right now, because of our capacity and because this is a new business project for the organization, because it is a business, we are limited only because of our resources to Bulawayo and the greater, you know, Bulawayo area, which is within 20 kilometers outside of Bulawayo, merely just because we cannot afford to be outside yet. But as we grow and we expand, then we can go to other areas of Zimbabwe. So what we would do is we would be, you know, bridging relations between family members. We are not saying to people, this is a situation where now they are going to be diverting money to us to go and do things for them. No, The only thing we are saying is you have sent money to your brother in Harare or to your brother in Bulawayo, and you want to make sure that your brother has received that money in good faith. Then we are going to follow up, and you can call us and say, listen, I'm going to link you with my brother. You know, he's in this place, or if you've got a farm in Zimbabwe, my brother, you know, I've got a farm in Zimbabwe, and I've got 10 cattle, and last year, you know, I understand I had, you know, 5 cows. Can you go and check for me, please, just as a first? So we are just merely the ears and the eyes and the feet for you on the ground, just as a secondary layer of your own security. We are not doing this to, you know, to interfere or to interrupt with family relations, to say now, don't send money to your business partner, send it to us. We are not doing that. We are not saying, don't send money to your brother or to your sister, send it to us. We are not doing that. We will charge you a fee to be able to go and meet with your brother or, you know, check on your mother or your elderly father, you know, who you want to be checked on, just to make sure that whoever you have entrusted them to take care of them, of that elderly person or that child, is actually doing a good job, and they are, you know, they are in good health. That's all that we are here for. And that also is something that in the bigger picture perspective, also will improve relations between family members. We speak to people. Another typical example I did indicate in another show, a friend of mine, lost just a few months ago, $4,000 sent for roofing, gone down the drain because family members, not anybody else, decided to scoop it. If you go online, just type chronicle.com and find out how many stories the Chronicle has of people that have lost. You know, a story that I read from the Chronicle in Bulawayo, somebody had lost over $57,000 on a property that they thought they were building back home, and it wasn't built. And this is across Zimbabwe everywhere. So we are just filling a gap, going area by area of where we are able to reach out to.
Marvelous.
And also, what type of charges are you charging when it comes? I know you said you're not going to take over arrangements that family already have, but what kind of fees do people charge for your service?
Okay, so we've got a domestic, diaspora domestic verification service, you know, which a verification and monitoring service, for which we charge $50 to make a trip. That includes our transportation costs, you know, and so on, which is transportation costs. You're talking about the gas, if you're, you know, whatever it is that we use for transport. It also includes paying the staff or the security personnel that are going to be doing that. So $50 for the trip. And, you know, we've got a business diaspora monitoring and verification service as well, for which we charge $100. Now, that one is when you want us to just go and check on your business, to go and check, you know, on whether, you know, your building is being built or your construction is actually happening. So you have invested 57,000, like I've already said. You have invested 50,000, 7,000, or you have sent $5,000 or $10,000, and you are busy building, you know, back home. And you know, you want to have those second layer of security, which is our eyes, to go and check if indeed what is happening is happening. We are not inspectors of any projects. We are not saying we are going to be inspectors of any particular project, but all we are doing is we are saying, here is a video, here is a picture, and maybe we are at your home or we are at your project place or business place. We call you, we send you videos, we send you recordings, we are talking to your family members, everybody is happy, and you are also getting the proper third-party verification that, yes, I'm actually investing on something that is worth it. And when I retire and go back home, I'm going to find what I expected to be working for all these years, you know, intact at home.
Yes,
okay. So, bengisathi mina, indlela esisebenza ngayo ngiyokuthi khona gasithatheli, asithi thina ebantwini sebezayekela ukuthi bathumele imali ezihlobeni zabo. Bayithumele kithi, kumbe bayekele ukuthumela imali kuma-business partners zabo, bayithumele kithi. Thina sithi kuphela singamehlo, sizindlebe, sizinyawo, i-extra layer of ubufakazi bokuthi lokho wena okwenzayo ekhaya ngemali yakho, okuthumelela imali yakho ekhaya, kuyenzakala. ngabuya ngatsho futhi ukuthi khona khona uhlelo lo lesikhuluma ngalo luhlelo olwakha futhi ubudlelwano obuhle phakathi kwezihlobo labangani labomakhelwane because we sesibe labantu abaningi abasithintayo lapha bekhala ngokuthi abasakhulumisani lezihlobo zabo ngokucilibezelana so thina khona lapho sesisiba yi breach to say you know what akulasidingo sokuthi kwenzakale khona lokho. So ngase ngibeka njalo ama examples ukuthi abantu bangangena ku internet abangela experience e first hand yokuthi sikhuluma ngani lapha ngoba le into e very very serious and ayisiyo into futhi egxile eZimbabwe kuphela lamanye amazwe akhala ngayo na le into as long as abantu beku diaspora they able to take advantage of them. So thina lapha sikwe esikujoy ukuthi khona khona nxa umuntu eku diaspora you know ethumela imali ekhaya ukuthi alande is you know abekwazi ukuthi kule office ekhaya ongayifonela xa ufuna ukuthi iye kuthekela kumbe maybe just saying ama quotations ufuna ukubakwazi ukuthi kula ama companies agap isborane ekhaya sebekuthumele i quotation ukuthi kule company le thina because si on the ground siyakwanisa ukuthi si check lawo ma companies kumbe check kwa kuba municipal kumbe check kwa ku government kumbe ngapi sikuthekele simeke sure ukuthi kwa khona you know for sure into le abakhuluma ngayo you know liqiniso kawudlelwa izimali ngendlela engayisiyo.
Yeah, so lihlawulisa malini briefly khonapho kuyamashe
sihlawulisa for ukuthi sihambe siye kuthekela nxa kuyikuthi sikukhangelela okwangekhaya lokhana ukuthi imuli kumbe ezinsikhathi abanye abantu bafuna ukuthekela ukuthi ama-rates abayabhadalwa yini ku-city council abalezindlu abalama-properties and so on ukufollowa up into ezifana lalezo lokukhangela abantwana ukuthi nje siye check ukuthi are they in good way, you know, health sicharge $50 ukuthi sihambe $50 le include kumbe ngithi include as well i-transportation intengo yokuthi siyefika khona ngale lapho siyabe sisiya khona lokubhadala abantu abaza kuya khona ngale into ezifana lalezo so ama administrative cost ama logistics wonke and then special siba le business verification and monitoring aspect which is le yona ikhangelele abantu abakhayo abantu abalama business abantu abalama plazi abantu abale izinto abazenza labanye abasekhaya besenza imali ukuthi khona khona lathi nxa umuntu ethena ngicela ke ngikuye ngikhangela ku business partner wami laphana kumbe ke ngikhangelele plaza lami ukuthi khona khona inkomo zami zikhona yizo into ezisihlanjwa lapha lathi sesihamba ngobungani sisiya khona lapho siya khangela.
Yes, yeah, siyabonga kakhulu ke sinolubambe khonapho ke maplus we also have a video from Richard Moyo in South Africa. He's talking about the importance of investing back home. Let's listen to what he's saying here.
Kuvaka musha chinhu chakakosha zvikuru kana kuva munhu anotenga mombe kautenga zvipfuyo. Satinoziva kuti mukore uno watiri kutenga mombe mombe dzakawanda dziri kupera kufa nenzara zvakafani ndakatanga kutenga mombe wemugore ra 2006 sandarora ndakatenga mombe yekutanga saka zhinji mombe dzakafa saka ndikatora nayo kuti vanhu tingagona kuinvesta nemombe makorana atiri asanyatsi kubudirira nokuti izvi vanhu vakawanda vanongoshanda vari kunze kwenyika dzimombe chidiwa fane mombe dzemwanakomana wangu anonzi Kishano andakamutengera ikeyo 2014 dzakabiwa dzose saka zvinhu zvakakosha kuti vanhu vainivhesti uye futi nokuvaka misha kuvaka musha kwakakosha vana vezimbabwe kwamuri kwose kumatima nenyika uri kana ukavaka musha wako wazvivakira nhaka yakanaka uye futi nokurudza kuti vanhu vainivhesti kana mari chaiyo uyisiteshokakunyika kwatinogara vane vakavhura maakaunts makaenda kumabhengi akasiyana siyana vanongo vachiinivhesti even wena African Bank wena ABSA neFNB saka tinokurudza kuti vanhu vainivhesti nokuti vanhu vakawanda vari kumusha vari kuno kuna South Africa ndedzinyika vari kukanganwa uye futi vamwewo vanonga vakaura mumwoyo kuti vakambotumira mari kuhama dzavo kuti vavakirwe musha kuti vatengerwe mombe vachatenga mombe bati vachinge vasvika kumusha kunzi mombe yakabiwa zvakazodai uye futizve kana kutenga stendi kakanaka asi tirisa nhaindika mukati mastendi zvoda kumira nesimba rekuti tirikuona unotengeswa kumba singaiti mangwana unzori papuswa mangwana unzori padhirizo saka zvakakosha kuita maresechi pakuti munhu mumwe unofanira kuti ainivhesti especially nguva yachiri inei pati inivhesti inokuvaka misha kana kutenga masendi kana kuvaka kumusha chaiko saka zvinhu zvinenge zvakakosha kuti mombe zvati vabereki vedu matseguru vakanga vachitenga mombe vachirarama nazvo tisi vana chikoro asi makore atiri anawo mvura aisinyanyi kunai zvakanaka nenhau climate change zvinhu zvakawanda zvakuparara zvinhu zvakawanda mombe dzakupera kufa saka ndirikurudzira kuti vana vezimbabwe vamuri mose nimvatari nevateereri ngativakei ramangwana redu tisagona kuvarayirwa nekutenga dzimotokari motokari haigari inokurumidza kuparara chenguva saka munhu munhu unofanira kuva nesomething chaanoita mupenyu wako vaka musha kunga kana kuruzevha vakawo musha wako tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kuvaka misha yavo vachiisa masola vachiita magetsi emasola sazvo zvinenge zvakakosha izvozvo zvinhu zvinenge zvakarongeka nokuti asaimuoni tiri kunofumiri kunze kwenyika tine vane vemasangano dzimwe nguva vanoshaya tobva taenda navo kumusha tasvika kumusha havana pekugara munhu anochemerwa mugadheni coffee iniso mugadheni saka zvinosina kumira zvakanaka ndinokurudzira vana baba kuti unzi baba kuva nemusha kuti kavimba nekwatinogara kunoko hongakanaka tichiloja asi kana wachinge wazoparara mudzimai kana pasina pokugara anobva aenda saka zvakakosha kuvaka musha kuti mhuri igogara kana nokulodzisa zvinhu zvizhinji saka ngativakei musha vana baba ngatikurudze ngatisagona kuvarayirwa kune vanomahwahwa kana kuvarayirwa nezvimwe zvinhu zvisinei maturo noupenyu hwedu saka tirongoti tiwe zvakanaka tozvibata zvakanaka mukati menyika yesouth africa muchengetedze tinoimba kuti mapemiti anochimira akawanda achaivapo toramba chingonyengetera chikumbira mwari zvikaza mweya dzova nesu panguva dzaita sadzino tochengetedzwa mudhisemba christmas yasvedera 2022 yasvedera tifa kupinde tose neropa rajesu amen tifa kupinde tose neropa rajesu amen
Dave Amavira, you heard him saying that, you know, it's very important to actually invest back home. So he's encouraging people to actually do that kind of a thing. So it is of interest that he's saying some of these things. And I think we are joined by some people right now, so we just have to mute them a little bit. So now, Marvelous, I think you got cut off. I cannot see you right now. I think you are going to join very shortly. Let's hope Marvelous is going to join us. So now let's wrap up this with Miss Ngwenya. I think Miss Ngwenya has been cut off. So abantu bafisa ukuthi balithole baba siziba balithola ngapi? Amafishane sibili sihle siqede uhlelo lwa.
Okay. So ngiyabonga baba. Izaqala ngegokukhuluma ngewebsite ukuthi sile website iwebsite yethu yimthwakazi heritage investment fund .com. And Imthwakazi Heritage Investment Fund .com ungangena kuyo for laba abanelisa ukuthi bangene kuMthwakazi Heritage Fund .com kule contact section ku website yethu ongaya khona uyethola ama contact details ethu. Our address in Bulawayo is number 49 Robert Mugabe Road and 4th Avenue, which is opposite the Highlanders Club. And then I'll give the phone numbers. The phone numbers for our offices, the landline is +263 29 226 2354. That is the landline. And then the WhatsApp telegram lines, which is the cell phone, is +263 78 635 9201. So that is our contact information. And from there, we will be able to, you know, to work with people. We say that, you know, we are available to assist with any concerns that people have, you know, that they want just somebody who is at home within an environment that is very trustworthy. It's an organization that is going nowhere, that has many people behind it already. So if you want to just give a phone call to the organization, say, guys, I've got something happening there. Can you check for me? You know, I've got my, you know, my house in this place. Can you go and check for me? And just take pictures and send them to me, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm trying to make sure that my taxes are being paid at the city council. Can you go and verify for me? We can do all those things and other services that per case or per need. When people call us, we can always talk to them.
Thank you very much. Marvelous, maybe.
Aiwako tanga tikunzwa kubva kune sangano riri kutaura iro kuti vanowanikwa ivo vachishanda nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika vachivabatsira kuti vawanikwewo vachidongorera kune mainvestment ari kuitwa kumusha vari kutaura ivo kuti mune dzimwe nguva vamwe vanhu vanenge vauzwa kuti marates nezvimwe zvekukanzuro zvakabhadharwa oshaya mumwe anokwanisa kuzoenda kunoona kuti ndizvo here zvakaitika ndozvichange zviri kuitwa nesangano ravo.
Yes, so I think, Mr. Siziba, thank you so much. But you can hang around so that in case we need some more questions or issues, we'll come back to you. So now I think let's focus on the voter registration exercise that is going on worldwide. So we've got so many people that are campaigning, you know, marvelous. Some of them are based in London, some are in South Africa, all over the world. Even here in USA, it's the same thing. So we've invited people to come and join us. I think maybe they are joining us shortly. So we can go ahead and talk about this, marvelous.
Mm-hmm. But maybe before we do that, there's an issue that's really affecting the diaspora, the issue of people getting tele medical help from doctors that are actually based in Zimbabwe. But we've seen that, you know, people that are based here in the diaspora have parents in Zimbabwe. And during this time of COVID-19, some of them, you know, have issues of how do you monitor whether your parent is getting the assistance that they need from a doctor. So that's one of the issues that we as a family actually came across just last week, where we had to use one of those tele, you know, medicine organizations where, you know, the doctor had to go and look at a relative to make sure that they were okay, were able to give the medication. But we were doing it from here. So those are some of the initiatives that Zimbabwean doctors are coming up with in Zimbabwe. I think as we go along, I did send you a video of one of the women that speak about this telemedicine program that they have in Zimbabwe. Maybe when we're done with the voter registration, we can just play a snippet where she shares about how they're also working with people in the diaspora, like what our former guest was saying, because this is in real time where people need real help at home, and they wonder, you know, who do you consult? And you know, I was very interested in what our last guest was saying, that when you Google the number of problems that actually Zimbabweans are faced, those in the diaspora, when it comes to their investments, it's amazing. And some people don't even speak out because a lot of families are breaking up, but they can't speak up because this is family. How do you complain? So very interesting there indeed.
Maybe you can pose that question to him. Maybe they do this kind of medicine thing as well.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about there is an initiative that is being done by Zimbabwean doctors in Zimbabwe where they work with, you know, Zimbabweans in the diaspora by providing services to the family back home. So what, you know, people here pay directly to them, I think online or whatever network they use. But I don't know, is there a synergy for your organization and organizations like that?
Yes, that is So that is a situation that actually we have also faced with the community, when we engage with the community in the various other programs that we engage with. A scenario such as what you have described now. Are we actually doing it ourselves right now? We are not doing it right now. And simply because of just the capacity aspect of it. When we grow, just like as I indicated that we are working right now because it is a startup program for us, so we are only within 20 kilometer radius outside of Bulawayo and within Bulawayo as well, also looking at growth as well. Where can we grow out to? There is issues, there is gaps, there is problems that need to be resolved. And, that's a typical other problem that I know is, everywhere across Zimbabwe for people that have family members who have health issues, who need medication and who need, to make sure that, their welfare is well protected. So when we grow, pay need, when people communicate and contact us and say, you know what, can you help here? We are, obviously going to be unlimited in the way that in our expansion. But, it is definitely a need.
Yes, ngapha ibe sebebhadalela abazali kuna ngale Zimbabwe. So siyakwazi ukuthi kungani kuyahlupha sinto kakhulu ukuthi imithi cross ama-borders, kodwa-ke ungayenza loko kuthiwa yi-tele payment konke konke ongakwenza. So lina liyakwenza yini khonokho?
So senjile ukuthi luhlupho sibili olukhona kakhulu ezigabeni zakithi lona lolo ebantwini bakithi. Olokuthi izihlobo ziyagula and then imithi kayifiki kumbe ayifiki ngendlela eyiyo sinsikhathi odokotela kabatholakali ngendlela eyiyo lokuthi khona bavele bona bayanakekelwa yini ngendlela wena oyabe ubhadele leyo mali kumbe oyabe uhambise lolo sizo ukuthi bayanakekelwa yini as what you expect. So sesihlangana kho kaningi abantu bekhuluma ngakho khona lokho as a missing challenge that we okumele ukuthi isolviwe thina njengenhlanganiso esiqalisele i-business esikhuluma ngayo lapha besingakafinyeleli kulolo hlelo olokuthi singene kuma medical services or ekukhangeleni abantu ngema health issues abo not because gasisoke sifike but ngokukhula you know labantu besiza kithi i-demand per se you know siyakunanzelela ukuthi khona khona definitely you know i-service okuzamela ukuthi siyiprovide in the near future but yona you know it is i-gap sibile khona kakhulu
emphakathini siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho size umama khonangale koBulawayo ukuthi kambe inkinga leyi inganani eyemithi Mangweni abantu abadala bayagula abanye abantwana bayagula kodwa kulabantu bahlale e-diaspora so imithi ifika njani khona ngapho xa abantu bethumeza
Ngiyabonga ngixolise ukuthi i-network layo iyayinhlupha kancane. Ya kunohlupho olukhulu kakhulu ebantwini bakithi and i-life ayikho lula ebantwini abaku-diaspora bechiye abadala emuva bechiye abantwana emuva ngoba umuntu indlela oyabe funa kwenzeke ngakhona soze kwenzeke njengoba useduze so ludubo olukhulu kakhulu so yikho isithe siyinhlanganiso sasukuma ngokubona zenezi zinto everyday ngokudila nazo ngokuzizwa emafonini ebantwini sasukuma sabona ukuthi ikhona lathi into okufanele siyenze ukuze abantu bakithi bethole ukusizakala ezuba kusizile usiziba eshilo lapha ukuthi kona kwi-organization esasuka phansi le business sisalisusa phansi izinto esizafinyelela kizo ukuthi abantu abadala bethole ukusizakala labantu abakudiaspora bethole ukusizakala bebekwazi ukuthi ikhona i-organization ekwazi ukunceda ngokunakekela abadala
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho mama sesilobaba khonapha ke osengenile umnumzana Ernest Chanyoke ukubandla le MDC Alliance Mr. Chanyoke welcome to the program
Welcome and thank you very much for having me tonight.
Thank you so much. Before we go into politics, maybe we can talk to him about this issue concerning some of these diaspora issues. Yeah, marvelous. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if we're able to access the video, but do you speak Shona?
Yeah, he speaks Shona. He's NSG.
Okay. Shona, I can also hear Ndebele. I can speak Zulu. Yeah. I'm multilingual.
Ah, good. Apart from Sarah, name me Murikuki.
Mutara Nindrugu, Mpumalanga in South Africa, the communication secretary. I'm the spokesperson for MDC Alliance in South Africa province.
All right. I want to tweet out of the team. You can say, Panya, you can use a
supporter. Before maybe going into that, let's hear a bit about some of these problems or challenges that are being faced by Zimbabweans like you, Mr. Chinyoke. When it comes to sending money home, investing back home, who is actually handling, you know, some of these things for you? Unobirwa here, you know, some of those things. Let's be very honest here.
Yeah, maybe South Africa has a different kind of scenario. But
yeah, let's hear from him, yeah.
You are closer to home, but do you face some of the challenges that Zimbabweans that are really far away from home, that like here in the United States or in Australia, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, who can't readily go home? Do you face such issues that we have been reading about and, you know, some you know people have faced personally where they've lost some of their investments because they are not on the ground?
Yeah, thank you very much. Njashansa Chishona Njasangat but the English and also a bit of Ndebele so that I will be able to speak to all the audience. When it comes to the issue of investment back home, it is not only an issue which you are speaking about to say people in UK or people in America are the only ones that are affected. This issue is affecting everyone. In what way? Because there were genuine people who were actually doing property and also selling stand genuinely so. But because, you see, what happened in Zimbabwe, that the ground then became volatile, that it is not easy now with unotumira marukumbo, but unamunu, sezenda wanaskande, unondivakira imba, or munanot, I'm an agent, I can help you build your own house. We have got several issues and incidents that people come back to us and say, hey, I was trying to invest in this. I bought a property this way. I got a friend of mine who actually sold his car to rush back home because his tent was being taken by somebody else. So we are having almost the same situation and problems that you're actually reiterating in this program.
So can you put it in Shona as well? Just go ahead, say.
Okay. So that is only my problems are tributary kuti vanhu vari ku investor or vari kutumira mari kumba kuti vatenge dzimba vanga chitenga ma stand. Tikuwana kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuno kumana diaspora kuna na South Africa inana Botswana. Pavari kutumira mari kumba kune vanhu vaitengesa ma stand, vaitengesa dzimba zvakanaka. But manje nokuti mamiriro aita zvinhu kumusha vanhu vachakwanisa manje kuti wakamupa mari kuti ukutanga imba chine vanhu zvichero ndine shamwari yangu angatenga imba kuchitungwiza angane mapepa ese ekuti izvinhu zvaatenga zviri genuine but paakazoenda manje achida kunoona panga paatenga pacho akazoona kuti panga paatengeserwa zvanga titori istand yemumwe munhu zvati kutaura program munomu hazvisi kuafecta vanhu vari kure chete nevanhu vari muno muSouth Africa zviri kuvaafectawo.
Aiwa, pakaoma nekuti ndopanaida kunyatsonzwisisa ipapo kuti vari muSouth Africa munenge muri pedo nekumba munotarisana nazvo here. Ko panyaya yekurwarirwa kumusha uyezve nekuzoshaya kunoita vanhu pakamira sei ipapo?
Panyaya dzekurwarirwa kumusha ndoda kuti ndiise nenzira yakadai so. Vanhu vakawanda vakauya kunoku vamwe vacho havana kupfuura nepamabhodhi havana mapasipoti. So, nesituation iriko manje, unogona kuona kuti munhu arwarirwa, kana kuti kune munhu ashaika kuno. And anenge akutya kuti ndakadzokera kumusha, handizokwanise kudzoka kuno, because mapepa handina. So, tikuona kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kurwarirwa kumusha, kutumira mari hakufanani nokuvapo. So, tine maproblema kuti vanhu vari kurwarirwa kumusha havasi kukwanisa kuenda nokuti mapepa avo haana kumira zvakanaka. Vamwe vacho ndokuti vakauya kuno mapepa ake expire vari kunoku havasi kukwanisa kudzokera kumusha kunogadzirisa.
How serious is that issue? You know, because we know that many Zimbabweans are not documented. And so, when you've got a little bit of money, you can't invest at home, right? It's difficult, right?
It's very difficult. Because munhu muSouth Africa, to tell you the truth, maZimbabweans akawanda Vargu raramba, they are getting a life. Just no kwanza kwa ni kuta say, kuza kujga papa tafura, vana wojga, otimbro ozu nige za sara kumusha. Agus kutiva, nivesa vargu no kwa nyasa raramba, life ya kuti vargu diaspora, zuri kujaspora. Vangu ndo kuti vargu raramba ni ma basics, vargu kwanza kwa ana. Kuti marisa vargu shandro kuma peace job, vargu kuma peace job. Ne vangu vargu mabasa, vargu kuti, sezo kwa zinomuru kuza wati pane nyaya ya ma ZSP, ya kuti ma permit angati api wane hurumende, asati a extend wa. So, tukacho mirira kuti, hurumende pa ino charoti, zinu zaka mira kuti, so, wadawanda makacho mirira kuzi wa kuti, patinile zanzi so, zisha extend wa, tapa extend wa. Jisha mira saying, this is really that one, kena pane, mamirira asina kunaka kumusha kuti, maybe warwarirwa. Akwanisa kuti ufambe because, asku ziwa kuti, the zibi chazo itika, sezo hurumende, yomuno South Africa, ichiti, ichazo jipo, ino nzi feedback, kuti zaka mira saying. Parizi ino munhu wese akangomirira kuzwa zvamira sezvo kana warwarirwa kumusha hazvisi nyore kudangoti ndakumhanya kumusha kuti ndiona kuti mai varwara kana sekurwara. Tine vanhu vakashaikirwa nevabereki vari muno vasina kukwanisa kuenda kunoviga vabereki vavo.
So mara kuyahlupa loku mfoi kuyatoputa investimari ekaya kuyakatadza
kuti investimari mangizve mangibuka kahle mangiti ngaibeka ngendlela lenhle ngati akukhathazi ngaleyo ndlela ngoba ma uzoba ukhona ukuthumela loko loncane ekhaya uyabona uku-investa endaweni lozoba ungekho kuyo akufani neku-investa nendawo lokuyo lokhona khona. Njengamanje uzotholakala ukuthi abantu abaningi ba-investa lapho nabakhona njengathi ke si-investa lala sikhona masesifuna ukwenza into kulapho lesizama ukuthi sithole leso sikhathi sihambe siye ekhaya.
So singathi abantu balitshontshela lapha ekhaya lapha kunzima la
ngeke futhi bayatshontsha abantu ngoba basibo bonke bantu labanga yenza laba kuthi sithi abenzi business ngendlela yakhona abanye bakhona laba yenza kahle ibusiness othi bawu investor ngabo omawuthumela imali ma organization wabaphatha kahle ngoba angeke saze sathi wonke umuntu vele uyajoja mara khona akukhona lama incidents lawo ekuthi vele bakhona labakhuluma ko abakhona vele ukuthi baduzane nathi laba sisherela lezinto ukuthi kunama challenges lawo ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi bathembe makuthi kunama investment mara akhona ama organization la athembakala ekhaya akhona ama organization la genuine ekhaya angeke sithi onke ama organization bayotshontshela abantu bakhona labayenza kahle ibusiness and bakhona ku invest ukuthi uyakhona ukubathemba lezinto zezingamba kahle.
Yes, we've got Mr. Thabo Siziba. He belongs to an organization called Hashtag the Walk. So they are actually trying to help people like you and me and others, you know, who are trying to invest at home and maybe monies are not going very well. So, Mr. Siziba, I think you have heard what Mr. Chinyuke is actually saying. So he's very much concerned about, you know, investment back home because some of these Zimbabweans are not documented. So it's difficult for you to invest at home and go and monitor your programs. So can you tell him what you are doing as Hashtag the Walk?
Yes. So what we are doing, for instance, the scenario that my brother has explained there is a scenario that is real at home that we are facing every day because our organization is member-based. So that means that we have, you know, we are recruiting members every day into our organization for the community services that we provide and for what we stand for. And, you know, we have faced many people in South Africa, in Botswana, that have come forward, you know, with those kind of challenges. Sometimes the service that we are speaking about here, which we are providing, which is the verification and monitoring and so on, is not motivated only by the dishonesty or the potential dishonesty of people that you may be dealing with. It is simply because of that issue where the gap could be that somebody just cannot travel to go home. Most importantly, if you realize over the past you know, year and a half, COVID has gotten people stuck across borders. So many of those people that are stuck across borders, some of them, they don't even have the relatives to be dishonest. They just don't know who to be in touch with to get help with whatever they need to get help with. Some people have left their houses with strangers or with, you know, their houses vacant, their plots vacant because they've asked maybe neighbors to keep checking or to keep an eye. So the service that we are providing is to take care of many needs from different situations amongst our people. It's not only focused on, okay, somebody's going to steal money from you. That is a primary, you know, a challenge that we have, you know, a lot of as well. But also there is other issues that could be the cause, which is such as what the gentleman described earlier, undocumented, you know, people that cannot travel, COVID stuck people that are stuck because of COVID and various other issues.
Yes, Marvelous, go ahead.
Aha, chombo, pinda paneje, matongi rwenyika. Panyaye kunyoresa kubota, murkona shaka mirafi.
Panyaye kunyoresa kubota, kuno ku South Africa province, tatanga kuita, tinema workshops atinao, yumswa 27, kune workshop inigeri kukufutu Jobek, getirin deyipi. But when we are talking about the workshop, so we are going to Zimbabwe and South Africa. We are going to go to the bed bridge. Uzosika kwa ono gara kutu ono nyoresa. Ndiyo sinu zatu zaba kwa kuru zira kuti. Kati kungenda pa bed bridge. Uno ono registra sa kukvota.
So how do people travel when they don't have proper documents? Some of them, you know, like maybe the majority, Mr. Chinyoke.
Right. Kuna hawa basina ma document. Takatanga program yukuti. Tiku kuru zira nukupa wano. Kune system ragushanzo kwa nupa consolidate yuku Zimbabwe. Yukuti. Vanhu vari kuregister online kuti you book yourself kuti unoenda sei unochora passport yako a consulate, so you can do it online. Then you know, you know, you are dead. Over to an appointment time, you know, you submit my document. Over to my document, I go to Musha. My document, I go by process of passport. I go by away. So is that which I rest? Sine, my members, Edu, MTC Alliance. I got you one day, a kwanza kuti at the end of Kundo Nyoresa, Kudrava Nema passport, Kuti, a kwanza kudese, Vaindo Kundo Nyoresa Kuvoda Zimbabwe. No, it is that we are no Tarasira. Zatu Kuru Zerava no Zimbabwe. Kuti Kutara said, Neta Pama Facebook, Nakuna na WhatsApp, Nakuna na Twitter. Tinokota Kutaura, Twitter says, but Tekasa, Vanevanu, Vano Kwanisa Kuzo Nyoresa, Kuti Vakwanza Kuzo Vota. Zesa zetu chitazi, zekafanana nukuti chuku votera avu batiku pikisana na avu. So ndio zetu kuzama kuti, wanoza tukua kuru zirati, kana usina mapepa, aiwa, usa chema zako, uya kukonsolate, nyoka utumira munu kumusha, atumira chupa chako, atumira ne birth certificate yako, unokwasa kwa na passport pa konsolate. Variko watu changa kuita process iroro, variko watu changa kuapply, ndio zizuguti, zuguti fata zakanyane kuti, watu kukwanisa kutara na wote, bakone kupinda kuti kuno chirongo chonyoresa ma passport varikuenda ku consulate varikubatsirika zvakanyanya.
How much does it cost to actually get a passport or something like that?
Ora kuenda ku consulate ma prices e passport unozobhadhara kana kuenda kumusha. Ku consulate you just go unono process ma document yako panono chimira munhu anono submit ra kumusha ndo panono choose kuti ruda passport unobuda na 1 day unoda unobuda na 2 weeks unobuda na 4 days unobuda na 3 months ma rates ariko ema passport ari gazeted ne government ndo ati ngo charge. So azvisi unozocharge mari yakasiyana ne recharge kumusha, is still the same amount.
So tell us in English about what you are doing in terms of your program, a voter registration campaign, and what you are doing about those that don't have proper documents.
Thank you very much. What we are doing as MTC Alliance in South Africa province, we have started as a campaign whereby we're having workshops. We're workshopping every Zimbabwean that is here in South Africa on the voter registration. So we are encouraging Zimbabweans to go to Bedbridge. Just go by Bedbridge to register to vote. You don't necessarily need to go to the area where you come from. For voter registration, you say, when you just cross the border and go to Bedbridge, you are able to register. But in the event that you don't have documentation to go to be able to pass through the border, you don't have a passport, we are encouraging the children of Zimbabwe to go to the consulate website and you register yourselves to apply either for a birth certificate or you apply for a passport. But we are encouraging Zimbabwe to apply for passport. So if we say maybe you forgot your ID at home, we encourage you to send somebody to courier your ID copy or to put it on a bus or normal way of sending goods home, and then you get your document, then you go to the consulate and you'll be able to apply the normal application process. Payment will only be done when you send your passport to the passport office in Zimbabwe, where you choose if you want to have a 1 day passport or a 2 day passport or 2 week passport or a 3 month passport, depending on the duration which you want the passport to take to come out, the monies which are gazetted by the government, then they then apply. But our issue, which we're encouraging to say, every Zimbabwean that is in South Africa, please, if you don't know how to apply for the passport through the consortium, I'm going to also leave my number so that they will be able to contact me and we are going to be able to assist them. Thank you.
Marvelous.
Na vazhinji vanga vari kunyanya chema chema panyaya iyoyi yekuti magwaro akadai semapassport vanga vasingakwanisa kuwana consulate. Chirongwa ichi chakatanga rini?
Chirongwa ichi chakatanga chakatanga kutanga kwegore. But nokuti nenyaya yeCovid maofisi anga ambovharwa, but maofisi econsulate chezvochitaura kwepari zvino akavhurwa. Zvakanakira process ratikutaura iri, wakango apply kwapinda pawebsite wakaapply in 7 days unongapiwa mazuva rinofanira kuti unosubmita mapepa ako kuti passport yako kwanisa kuiprocess.
Ye, akutela vantu kuti uhlelo rokarise nini njalo riyangapiwa mafishani kwala.
Si kuruma nyenza ba yoku register kuvota kanjalo. Ni si pisa futhi sebabingelela. Si in South Africa province sesi qalile kuba ne voter registration campaign la eMzansi. I province ya South Africa iyazi ifaka iNamibia, ifaka iBotswana, ifaka futhi ngeZambia. That is what it means about East Southern Africa. This is a voter registration campaign. Mhlaka 27, njengoba sinayo iworkshop khona lapha eGoli, eJoburg, njengoba sikhona sifundisa abantu nendaba yokufundela ukuthi yini njengoba si-expecta abantu mabafuna ukuyoregister vote ekhaya. Sikhuluma kanjalo si-South Africa MGC Alliance. Sesiqalile ihlelo lokuthi kuthatha onke amaZimbabwe lakhona lakhaya lakhona futhi kuBotswana naseNamibia ukuthi ababuyele ekhaya bayoregista ukuvota. Makhona la eGoli eSouth Africa maphepha ako akahle, sikhuthatha ukuthi awuhambe uye lapha eBedbridge uyoregista khona ukuvota. Akukhathathekile ukuthi wena ubuyaphi, kuendeka ubuya eHarare, ubuya eMthare, ubuya eBinga, sithi hamba eBedbridge uyakwazi ukuyoregista ukuvota. Makuthi wena awunawo amaphepha, sithi sicela ungene lapho kuwebsite yeZimbabwe Consulate, uzothola lapho emlilingwane nale link yokuthi uyakwazi ukuapply online, uzokhona ukuthola ilanga nabazokuhlelela lona uthi uyosubmita amaphepha akho. Mabazokunikeza amadokumenti wakho soyawathumela ekhaya, lapho lokwazi khona ukuthi uyo-apply i-passport kuze ukwazi ukurejista ukuvota. Ngikhuthaza abantu abanabakithi ukuthi ungarejisti ukuvota kufana nomuntu lovothele labo zisiphikisana nabo.
Ye, mabalas faka munye umbuzo kona.
Tombo dzokerelu panyaya yega ya fora vote. Pane zvamuri kuita here kuedza kuti muwanikwe muchikwezva kana kuti muchikurudzira hurumende kuti pave ne diaspora vote.
Panyaya diaspora vote, zviripo ma programs atatanga kuti tiite kuti ingejana ne hurumende. But Paris Judo says it's not only Munum South Africa. Tegabata na futi ne UK branch of the MGC Alliance. Tegabata na futi ne America branch MGC Alliance. Cinema programs are true with that. My consultation program is to good approach a Hurumende, Tishua Kuru Draguti, Society Zara Zem Zimbabwe, Zukunoguma diaspora. Tiri futi isusu to go to Mira Mari, Irguta Tinika, Ikansaguya Pam, Iguti, Ipambi, Warang Yautana Madame Javan, Kutinika, Ikansaguti, Iguti, 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 tikukurudzira kuti vakwanise kuti recognize kuti tiripo tiri maZimbabweni. Ma example chavapo through ma secretaries etu ndokuti tikukwanisa kuno register ma passport, tikukwanisa ku access zvinhu muno mudiaspora kuma consulate. Chiji kuti misa kuti tisakwanisa kuno vota kwatiri kuenda isu tiri maZimbabweni kuti tikwanise kuwana mapepa.
Thank you very much. Akatanga
kuti tiende kuZimbabwe tiitora negune hurumende kuti tikwanise kuti tikwanise kuvota tiri kuno, but sezvo tichiziva kuti hurumende iri kuvhara kuti tisakwanise kuvhotera kuno nokuti iri kuziva kuti
vanhu. Thank you, thank you. Zimbabwe
zvakanyanya zvakaita zvakabudiswa nokuti mamiriro ezvinhu kumusha hada kubera zvakanaka.
Thank you very much. Our time is almost up. Let's hear what the Pastor Richard Moyo says about some of these issues.
Baba Dube. Ya now you could register for voter since a kosha zukuru as a sangana naro, what you kuno kukunzekwenika on South Africa. Idambuziko wombe no puti zinuzino tiremera kana kuremera makwanda, kutwa no kawanda ba endi kumosha. Vashindo register kuvota asi chinhu chandai shuviro daishaiitwa munyika yedu yeZimbabwe vaifanira kuti kuma embassy kuve nekukurejistira kana kurejistira online. Chinhu chakaita saichocho chinhu chinenge chakakosha zvikuru nenhaya yekuti zveshuwa ugere kunze kwenyika kuti uende kurejista kuvota dzimwe nguva unosvika kwakavhagwa. Saka zvakakosha kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vataisewo vanhu vanogara kunze kwenyika zvakafanana naSouth Africa kunokuno kuzochiwa kurejista kuvhota kwakakosha kumunhu wese, uye futi handei kuzonzi kuti zvinhu zvingagona kuemera vakawanda kuti vanorejista kuvhota kunyika yeZimbabwe nenye makosi mafambiro mukati menguva dzino dzeCovid-19. Azvo zvakakosha kuti kuvanhu vanogona vane misangano yavo yanoda kuti mapati yavo anoda vanogona kubatsira futi nemari kana poumbiwa homwe kumisangano yavo kuti vagone kukwanisa kufamba bachi kambena mukati menzimbo dzakasiyana siyana kubatsira kuti nemari kana kuombiwa homwe vanenge vambani yavo kana kugone kukwanisa zvakaita sei kufamba bachi kambena mukati menzimbo.
Yeah, on that note, I think we've come to the end of our show today. So that was Pastor Richard Moyo in South Africa. So he's appealing to people to actually register. But he says it's difficult to actually do this. So we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Thabo Seziba and Ms. Mana Ngwenya. They both belong to Hashtag The Walk. Then we had Pastor Richard Moyo and Mr. Ernest Chinyuke of the MTC Alliance based in South Africa. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marcus Kusanga Nyaku, saying have a very good night and let's meet tomorrow on this talk that's going to be released. Good night.